This is Akashvani. The news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi chaired the 52nd meeting of Pragati, the ICT-enabled multimodal platform for proactive governance and timely implementation at Seva Tirth in New Delhi yesterday. During the meeting, Mr. Modi reviewed four major infrastructure projects in road, power, industrial corridor and metro rail sectors across four states involving an investment of around 30,000 crore rupees. The projects aimed at boosting economic growth, regional connectivity, industrial development and public welfare were reviewed with a focus on timelines, inter-agency coordination and speedy resolution of pending issues. As the house-to-house enumeration of special intensive revision of electoral rolls in Delhi to start from the 30th of this month, the Chief Electoral Officer of Delhi chaired a meeting with the representatives of political parties regarding SIR in New Delhi yesterday. In a statement, CEO's office said that the representatives of various political parties, including BJP, Aam Aadmi Party and Indian National Congress, attended the meeting. It added that the CEO informed them about the main objective of the SIR. No eligible citizen is left out, while no ineligible person is included in the electoral roll. Political parties were briefed also about the important activities to be undertaken during enumeration phase. Samvidhan Hatya Devas is being observed today. It serves as a reminder of what happened when the Constitution of India was trampled over on 25th June 1975. It is also a day to pay homage to each and every person who suffered due to the excesses of the emergency. On this day in 1975, then-President Fakhruddin Ali Ahmed proclaimed a national emergency under Article 352 of the Constitution, citing threats arising from internal disturbances. The Ministry of Civil Aviation has said that on 22nd of this month, an Air India flight from Delhi to Amritsar was instructed to hold during its approach to Amritsar due to a runway inspection post a bird strike incident. The ministry said that after the aircraft commenced its approach, it briefly entered Pakistani airspace during radar vectoring. It added that the event was coordinated with Pakistan ATC authorities. The ministry further said that the aircraft was subsequently diverted to Delhi and landed safely. International Atomic Energy Agency has said that it will carry out inspections in Iran under the country's preliminary peace agreement with the US. Talking to reporters in Japan, Director General of IAEA, Rafael Grossi, said the inspections will indeed take place and they will be working on the modalities, dates, procedures, places very soon. The head of the Global Nuclear Watchdog said the agreement signed last week explicitly mentioned that the dilution of Iran's highly enriched uranium would be carried out under IAEA supervision. Zimbabwe's Senate has approved constitutional amendments that would remove direct presidential elections, delay the next one and extend the tenure of the country's 83-year-old leader whose signature is the final step for them to become law. 75 senators voted in favor of the bill that would postpone elections scheduled for 2028 to 2030 and extend President Emmerson Mnangagwa's term by 2 years. Four senators opposed the measure, with some lawmakers from the fractured opposition joining ruling party colleagues in backing the changes. In the ICC Women's T20 World Cup, India will take on Bangladesh in the Group A clash at the Emirates Old Trafford in Manchester today. The match is scheduled to begin at 7 p.m. Indian time. Harmanpreet Kaur led Women in Blue are currently placed second in Group A, having won 2 out of 3 matches. Bangladesh have also won 2 matches, but they are placed 4th due to lower net run rate. India began their T20 World Cup campaign against arch rivals Pakistan with a dominant 64-run victory, followed by another 95-run win over Netherlands. However, their winning streak got broken in last match against South Africa, where they faced a 6-wicket defeat. And that is the end of this news bulletin.